The most dangerous moment in a generation. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That description from the NATO Secretary General with Russian troops in eastern Ukraine.
Moscow has now moved from covert attempts to destabilize Ukraine to overt military action. This is a serious escalation by Russia and a flagrant violation of international law.
Jens Stoltenberg calls it a crisis created by Russia alone. Russia's parliament today authorizing President Putin to use military force outside of Russia after Putin recognized two separatist regions of Ukraine as independent republics yesterday. President Biden is set to speak at this hour, expected to announce new sanctions. It's almost the jury's turn in the second trial over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Federal prosecutors in closing arguments in St. Paul singling out each of the three former officers, saying that Tu Tao ignored bystanders' pleas to help George Floyd, that J. Alexander King failed to react to Floyd's breathing, and that Thomas Lane did nothing to give Floyd medical care. The three pleading not guilty to violating Floyd's civil rights in a case where defense attorneys argued that the Minneapolis Police Department's training was inadequate, pointing to police culture that teaches officers to defer to their seniors, saying that the now convicted Derek Chauvin called all the shots that day. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. The jury says guilty at a federal hate crimes trial in Georgia for the death of Ahmaud Arbery. All three men already convicted in his murder are now found to have been motivated by racism.
We got a victory today. But it's so many families out there who don't get victories.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says today's verdict was only possible because the family opposed efforts to make a plea deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
An already controversial proposal in Florida aimed at preventing discussion of LGBTQ issues with young children in school is facing more backlash over an amendment some opponents say could be dangerous.
A bill currently in the Florida legislature aims to prevent introducing gay and transgender issue studies in elementary school classrooms. The bill is already opposed by Florida Democratic lawmakers and LGBTQ activists, but an amendment to the bill is drawing more ire as it would require school personnel to inform parents should the child assert a gay or transgender identity. Critics say it could put the child in peril if their home isn't safe for LGBTQ persons. The bill's proponents say it should be a family matter. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Iowa's Republican governor is tapped to give the GOP response to President Biden's State of the Union address next week. The House and Senate Republican leaders praising Governor Kim Reynolds for her leadership, especially during the pandemic, saying she's been fighting COVID without forgetting common sense. The U.S. still doing battle with the virus, even as cases continue to drop from the latest surge.
The U.S. has added more than 585,000 new COVID-19 cases in the past week and more than 13,000 COVID deaths in that same time frame, according to Johns Hopkins. COVID cases continue to fall in Nebraska, and Kentucky's governor says infections are dropping there as well. Globally, Hong Kong has ordered mandatory COVID testing for its population of 7.5 million people in March as it deals with a surge of cases due to the Omicron variant. And Queen Elizabeth II has canceled her online engagements for today as she's still dealing with mild COVID symptoms. She is fully vaccinated and boosted and turns 96 in April.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Health officials are also tracking the Omicron subvariant BA2, which is now in at least 30 states. The Dow's down 490 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.